AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. American employers added a robust 254,000 jobs in September, while unemployment dipped to 4.1%, a sign the labor market remains sturdy.
The jobs report came in stronger than anticipated.
Sam Stovall with CFRA Research.
Anybody worried about recession, I think, was offered the opportunity to breathe a sigh of relief.
But Sagar Magani reports Donald Trump is disputing suggestions the economy's getting better.
Standing in front of hurricane relief supplies in Georgia, Trump said the economy is not improving.
No, it's not. Inflation is devastated our economy. It's one of the big problems we have.
And repeated his dubious claim that most new jobs created during the Biden administration have gone to people in the country illegally.
You have the migrants, you're reading about it.
President Biden earlier rejected allegations the employment report is inflated to help Democrats.
Anything the MAGA Republicans don't like, they call fake.
Saying the jobs numbers are what they are.
They're real. They're sincere.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
As for Hurricane Helene, the death toll now stands at more than 220, with crews still searching. Drinking water utilities have been severely damaged, and nearly 700,000 homes and businesses are still without power. And Norman Hall reports there's another issue.
Flooding from Hurricane Helene in western North Carolina has disrupted the underground nest of yellowjackets, bees, and other insects, causing them to swarm and sting people struggling to recover from the storm. It's caused such a surge in requests for medication to protect people allergic to stings that the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services is buying Benadryl and epinephrine injections to help fill requests through hospitals, emergency medical personnel, and doctors. I'm Norman Hall.
More Israeli strikes on Lebanon today, Beirut's southern suburbs, and the border into Syria. This is AP News. Week 5 in the NFL got off to a dramatic start in Atlanta last night. Jim Hart was there.
Falcons QB Kirk Cousins connected with Kadarrell Hodge on a 45-yard scoring strike to shock the Buccaneers 36-30 in overtime. Cousins outdueled Buccaneers QB Baker Mayfield, connecting on 42 of 58 for 4 touchdowns and a franchise record 509 yards.
Playing some crazy games, I've been on the losing end, and so to come out with one like this in overtime, walk off at home on a Thursday night against a good football team in the division, it's a great.
Mayfield threw for 180 yards and 3 touchdowns as the Buccaneers dropped a 3-2 on the season. The Falcons won the overtime coin toss and marched 70 yards in only 4 plays to tie the Buccaneers atop the NFC South. Jim Hart, Atlanta.
Early start Sunday with the Jets and Vikings playing in London. Game time 9:30 a.m. Eastern. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.